This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
sing the pandemic away. Staring out the window, my eyes narrowed as the sun's glare bounced off the mountains of snow along my driveway. I looked away, then back, as if the sun would surprise me and change direction. I chuckled at the absurdity and began humming, "Here comes the sun, da-da-da-da. Here comes the sun, da-da-da-da." Just as George Harrison might have while walking around Eric Clapton's garden. Evidently, that's what he was doing when he wrote the song. My 10-year-old grandson, Gavin, asked me, what was I singing? I told him and sang a little bit more for him. "Here comes the sun, da-da-da-da. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right, da-da-da-da-da-da-da." Gavin tilted his head puppy style and asked me if all pop-ups do this kind of thing. I dodged the question and began my treatise on the Fab Four. I told him that George Harrison wrote the song, "Here Comes the Sun." George was a Beatle, I said, and the Beatles were the most famous rock band in history. Gavin's response? "I like I'll Follow the Sun better. I'm more of a McCartney fan." Gavin then turned around and continued playing Minecraft. That got me thinking about other songs for a cold, sunny, snow-covered, pandemic, lockdown kind of day. How about "Fly Me to the Moon" by Frank Sinatra? Love that swing tune. Yes, I would like to fly to the moon and play among the stars, see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. Okay, I'd like to see what it's like in Bethlehem for starters, but I imagine myself in a pork pie hat, just like Frank wore, and belted out a few more bars. "Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I..." Gavin turned his head from the computer screen and asked me to pass him the headphones. People don't sing anymore. They're sung to. And I think that's a shame. Do people still sing in the shower? I do. I mean, I killed the 1933 classic "Stormy Weather" this morning while washing my hair. Lena Horne would have been proud. She did my favorite rendition. "Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather, la 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 la." Suddenly I hear bang, bang. My wife Peg's at the bathroom door. "I'm on the phone. Lower your voice." People need music more than ever, but they also need to make some of their own. Hey, they might be locked down, but they're not locked out of the opportunity to sing their own favorite songs. I mean, we're in a pandemic. Let's rip, man. Sing your heart out. Trauma therapist Dr. Bessel van der Kolk recently spoke about the usefulness of singing while in lockdown. He said, quote, "We are all isolated right now. We are out of tune and out of sync, and we need to do things to create that sense of engagement with other people again. Sing together. Get into rhythmical harmony with each other. That's the nature of our brain. That's the core of our mammalian sense of safety, is from synchronous sounds with other people." Unquote. Hey, I'm 100% on board with Dr. van der Kolk. But in my case, he's preaching to the choir. I've been singing solo at my place since the start of the pandemic. Maybe Dr. van der Kolk can prescribe a way to turn my family into the Von Trapps. I just want them to try. I won't give up. It might take time, but stay tuned. And watch out for the Silcox Family Singers belting out Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. Or better yet, turn off the laptop and sing it yourselves.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Find out more by visiting WLVR.org/take5. This is WLVR. Yeah.